Over the summer, Israel Olatunde wrote himself into the history books by becoming Ireland's fastest man when he broke the national 100-metre record at the European Athletics Championships. Today, the 20-year-old UCD student received a hero's welcome when he returned to visit his old school, St Mary's College in Dundalk. Our reporter Joseph Oko was at St Mary's this morning for Israel's arrival. He spoke to Israel himself, the pupils of St Mary's, and Principal Alan Craven.
Now, folks, I want you to put your hands together and give a super Irish welcome to the man we're very proud of, the fastest man in Ireland, past pupil, Israel Olatunde.
It feels pretty strange to be back, but in a good way. Like, I think I'm looking around and it feels like I was just here, you know, moments ago, but it's almost been 4 years since I graduated. And as I look around, I just remember like different memories and different moments from my time here. So it really is, it's a good feeling for sure. I think just it's important to share our stories like with like younger people. I think I remember when I was in school, they used to bring back, you know, different past pupils to kind of talk to us and share their stories, and I really found that like motivating and inspiring, and I learned a lot from that. So I want to just give back and be able to talk to students, and hopefully some of them can either learn something or be inspired by.
When I see someone like him, it inspires me to do better. Like, you want to be better than people. Like, you want to be the best of yourself. I think what struck me about his story was the way he was able to do so well in his junior cert and do sports at the same time. Because when I haven't got my results yet, and I try to balance the two, and I actually find it very difficult.
I would say he's one of my heroes for sure. Yeah. He's good. He's a good role model for the younger children and all.
He doesn't have an ego like Mr. Craven said, and he's actually a very nice person as well as everything he's achieved. Well, as someone who does sports myself, I thought it was really beneficial to hear him talk about like his time management and stuff and how he did it all while he was at school, so I thought it was really good.
What was he like as a student, and what was he like as a person?
Yeah, I was very fortunate. I taught Israel as a student before I was principal. I was actually his year head as well. The one thing I would say about him, I think I mentioned it to you, was that he was completely authentic from day one. Academically, he was excellent, very committed and very dedicated to his studies, but he was much more a person than that. You know, if we talk about a holistic education, he really just exemplifies that, in that he gave a lot of himself to the school, obviously sportingly and athletically, but way beyond that. He was chair of our student council when he was in senior cycle. He was a senior buddy. He was a sports leader. So there was so many areas of school life that Israel involved himself in.
I want people to like look at like my journey and just see someone who found something they loved and just worked hard at it, really. I think that's what life is all about, really. Just find something that you enjoy and just work hard at it and cherish it and just see what it blooms into.